This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And as I always say, I'm glad to be here, glad to be with those that are sanctified. And we are a sanctified people because we're separated from the world. We are about living for God and fulfilling all righteousness. And that's because of the teaching. And I'm just glad to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To all the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. I'm going to talk about finding nothing in us when the enemy comes. That's what it's all about. When we get to that thought, the way of righteousness by God. Commandments, that's the way of righteousness.
Yes,
we have a way of our announcements, Deacon Debbie. Thank
you can
God.
Visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip. Our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took here in Los Angeles and in Port Clinton. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to St. John 14:27. I believe on the Lord according to what's written. And if you cannot take me to what's written to justify your actions, I don't believe you. But the Lord was an example of what he taught. And those that live for God are an example of the word. St. John 14:27. Deacon, what does it say?
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you.
So God left us peace, but it's not the peace the world give. God's peace is to know that we're pleasing God. Our peace that God gave us is to know that we sin not. Our peace is to know that we're keeping God's word. That's the peace God gave us. Not to be pacified with the things that make you feel good in this life. It's about pleasing God. Read.
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be
afraid. Wait a minute. The enemy comes to trouble your mind. I don't care what place you're in, he comes to trouble and to bring torment, to disturb your peace. But we have to let not our heart get all rattled. That means we can control this, what we think. Yes. How do you control it? Focus on what God is saying. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What he said, believe in me. Isn't that what he said? Let your heart be troubled. Let's read the 30th verse. What does it say?
Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me.
So what is the Lord telling us? When you're going through trials and tests, and we all go through trials and tests daily,
yes,
but there are certain trials of tests that are of note. Trials and tests that cause you to go backwards or take your peace, disturb your peace. We're supposed to believe in what God gave us, but he's coming to take away our peace. When this happens, it's not a time for a lot of talking. It's time for meditation and prayer.
Yes. All right.
Not to get involved with everything come down the pike. When the enemy's after us, we don't want to focus on the things of the world. Yes. You want to focus on the things of God.
Yes.
Now, we have to focus on the things of the world. We have to shop, don't we?
Yes.
You got to do a lot of things. But when you're going through trials and tests, when you're going through feelings you got to deal with, it's time to get quiet and not be running your mouth so much.
Right.
Quietness means you're watching yourself.
Yes.
Not looking out, because you can't see the enemy. You only see his works.
Yes, right.
And many times those works are trying to work in us. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Hereafter, read it again. I will not talk much with you.
Much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing.
So that's why our desire. That's how we have our peace with God. When he comes, he's not going to find us with gods. The enemies come to disturb and push gods and graven images and to push you to forget about how to keep the Sabbath, push you to not to honor God and his word and on and on and on. That's what the enemy comes for. Read.
Yes.
Read.
But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do.
So we keep God's word so that the world may see God. Because you can't see God unless you see his works. But we're not trying to impress the world. We're trying to impress God. We're trying to please God. So that God can be glorified so we do the works. We keep his commandments. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
That the world may know that I love the Father. Mm-hmm. And as the Father gave me a commandment. Because the Father gave us this commandment. That's the word. But the world say, well, you couldn't keep those commandments. What is Jesus talking about? He's talking about his word. And we're supposed to bring it alive,
yes,
that the world could see his work. Not that they might recognize it. We know, but they will see it. That's all God wants to do, show the world me. Isn't that beautiful? But that the world may know that I love the Father, what?
And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 9. The enemy is coming, and it's nothing to be afraid of. You ain't gonna do that. He's coming whether you know it or not. And just because you bring it up to me, oh, he's coming tomorrow. He's been coming all the time. But we want to be prepared for him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Peter 2 and 9.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy
Wait
nation.
Wait a minute. Chosen. Is that what he just said? My father gave me a commandment. He wanted that the world may know. This is what he's talking about. We're all going to see that we're chosen. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. They're going to see that. They may not recognize we're a royal priesthood, but they're going to see it. What?
And holy nation.
They're going to recognize we're holy because we're not Baptists.
Right, right.
And we're not Methodists. We're not Presbyterian. We're not Seventh-day Adventists. No. We're not, how would you say, Judaizers.
Right.
We're not in the Jewish tradition of religion. We're not into that.
Right.
And on Lutheran and African Episcopal. That's what you are. No, we're not. Would you black? No, we're not African Episcopal. We are a lot of colors here.
All right. That's right.
And we're yet not black.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We're holy. That's what we want to look at. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Holiness. That's our strive here. Holy nation. A what?
A peculiar people.
That's why we're peculiar, because nobody else is keeping God's commandments. Who else is keeping them? Because the world says it's done away with. So we're peculiar because we chose to say, well, his word is his commandments. What are commandments done away with? Which one? The law is done. Which one are you talking about now? As the word scripture says, rightly divide the word of truth. The word of truth. Read.
Yes. A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him.
Wait a minute. What are we supposed to do?
God.
The enemy can't find nothing in you if you're showing forth the praises of God. What can he find in you? He might find a complaint about it. You think you're holding somebody else. But he ain't got no complaint. Everything we do, the enemy is going to God before we bring it to us. We'll get into it. But we want to make sure he finds nothing in us to work with. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
What?
Which in time past were not a people.
Now in time past, we have to fess up. I wouldn't say when I was a Baptist. I wasn't saved when I was in these other churches. I wasn't saved when I wasn't keeping God's commandments. Fess it up. If you confess our sin, then we've forgiven us, right? But you don't go in and say, I got the Holy Ghost already. And all you guys are a bunch of emotions. Don't even know God's word. Don't know where the word is. Don't know it's the commandments. That's not good.
Yes.
Read.
Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God,
mm-hmm.
which had not obtained mercy.
I believe that. I found out I didn't have no mercy, not from God. We had mercy from the enemy, but we found out we didn't have mercy, but now we've obtained it.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What?
But now have obtained mercy.
What?
Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust.
Wait a minute. That's what the enemy going to work with. If you got fleshly lust, he's going to work with that.
Yes.
But the people say, well, can't nobody live holy? What if you're going to abstain from that then? If nobody can live perfect? Why are you going to abstain from that if you can't but sin? We're not supposed to do that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what the enemy works with. Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 7.
All right.
Now, see, those that may be tuning in here to Laconia Boulevard, it's always a little quieter because you have ones that honor God's word. When you don't honor God's word, you're ready to jump and shout over everything you don't understand, over emotions. And then what you do understand, you still jump and shout on it. That ain't God. But when you really know God, you get it quiet when you want to make sure I got this just right. Isn't that beautiful? God respects that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But on the same token, let's not let the enemy sit on us when we can't give God the honor that's due him. We can't say amen when it's time to say amen. Or God is good. Thank God. Whatever. Right?
Right.
1 Peter 5, 7.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
If we cast all our care, as we strive to do, upon God, it doesn't have no room to get in. Guess how it gets in? Your other loves. And he make those loves lust.
Yes, Pastor.
Because you can love to eat. But if you get into a lust, you become, what do you call it? A glutton. Mm-hmm. We don't want that, right? Whatever you enjoy doing, he can make you overdo. That's where the lust comes in, and that's what uses you to get you out of God's will. He got something to work with. But if you're tempering all things, he ain't got nothing to work with. What are you going to work with? If you're led by God, what can he work with? And that's why the world say we're peculiar, because we're led by the Spirit as well as word and deed and example, and not by traditions from past time. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Where we come from. Read.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary,
if
the devil.
If we're not sober, if we're not vigilant, he got something to work with.
All right.
But if you're vigilant and sober, that means aware of things, you know, cautious of what you're saying, careful. Somebody ask them, let me think on that. Let me see. Not just saying stuff and take it back. Oh, I'm sorry. But if you have to, nothing wrong with that. But we can get past that. Yes. Just take a moment and think a little bit. Meditate. Let me pray about it. Now, the world loves to say that. That's a beautiful thing. They got that down pat, but they pray into a God they don't know. That's what the scripture says. I'm not here to bash anybody, but they did that, right? But we know whom we serve. Isn't that beautiful? Let's believe in whom we serve. Read.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
That's why we got to make sure he don't find nothing in us, because he's coming. And he's been coming all the time, but he's trying to find something to work with. Galatians 5 and 19, that's right. What he works with. We want to make sure that we stay out of Galatians 5 and 19. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yeah, how you don't hear nobody say, amen, you don't hear that over here. Because it's in, Lord help me. That's the way to feel and think. As Paul said, don't try to act like you're there, but act like you're striving to get there. And after you have apprehended, act like you ain't apprehended. I've got it. You ain't got to do all that. Just watch your works. That's all you got to do. I was thinking about Pastor Brown today. Pastor never said he was perfect. He didn't have to. His works was there. He said, well, we're going by faith. That's all he said. You ever heard Jesus say he was perfect? You didn't have to. His work showed he was perfect. That beautiful. They couldn't find nothing. That's what he must have been, right? Why everybody so quiet?
That's right.
If the enemy come can't find nothing in you, you must be perfect,
yes.
Right? And he's coming in the body, whether he's coming in your brother and sister or somebody else. And he can come in your brother and sister. They're not watchful. And you get a spirit. Next thing you know, you just lost a little bit of your perfection. You went off. Says, no, you ain't perfect. You follow them, same saints?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Read 5 and 19.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, mm-hmm. fornication, uncleanness, mm-hmm. lasciviousness, idolatry.
Now, adultery, fornication, if that's in you, then you'll have something to work with. You'll work with it. You ain't going to be able to sit right. You have no peace, because that's what's going on in your mind: adultery and fornication. You don't have the peace.
Yes.
Read.
Witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath.
All of these things.
Strife.
If it's there, he going to work with it.
Yes.
What's that? Witchcraft?
Yes.
Hatred?
Mm-hmm. Variance, emulations, wrath.
That was Cain's problem. He had a spirit of wrath, and the enemy used it. Anger and wrath, that's what he had. Mm-hmm. Strife, seditions, what?
Heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like.
All of these things. If we have these kind of attributes, spirits, you know, they can work with you. And he's going to work with you when you least expect it. That's what he does. But he got something there. What?
Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
That means we're not pleasing God, so we're striving to get rid of all of these things. Read.
Yes. But the fruit of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit is love, mm-hmm. joy, peace, love,
suffering. Who got anything against that? Now, the enemy ain't going to come and try to take away your, he going to try to take it away, rather, but he ain't coming to give you love and joy and peace, but ain't no law against that. Love and have long suffering, long as you want, and you're showing forth the praises of God. That's what we want to strive for, those fruits.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith.
Isn't that beautiful?
Meekness. Yes. Temperance. Against such, there is no law.
No law. God didn't bring no law against it. None of God's word is against none of that. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Read on.
Yes. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh.
That's what God is talking about. So when we of God, all of those fleshly lusts we crucify. Mm-hmm. We don't let them work. We don't react to it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
with the affections of lust.
Now, wait a minute. Crucified with affection. In other words, you have an affection for these things. Now, just think about it. You got somebody that was a murderer, right? They come to God, and their favorite picture is murder pictures. That only excites the murdering, don't it? All of these things that God took us from, that's what you would like to watch. That means that's where your affection is. Anything you don't want to get rid of, you turn against it, you separate yourself from it, right? That's why many times we can't come out of these things and say, oh, them a big lie, but you watch them show them. Yeah, they're lying. It's so funny to you. You follow what I'm saying? Now, here's what I'm saying. Don't take this wrong. That don't mean because you see a good picture, you don't like it. But I'm talking about people that watch these things from day in and day out, all day, the wrong type of stuff. People that watch people get the necks cut off all day long. Must be a little murdering in you. You like that stuff. I'm serious. There's temperance in it. Because you know, you're like a good shooter, but people go, oh, I shouldn't feel that way. I'm a killer. No, I'm not talking about that. But if you're obsessed with these things, it's talking about lust, uncontrollable. That means you're a part of it. You put your affection on those kind of things, right? All right, let's read.
Yes,
read.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in
the
Spirit.
Isn't that beautiful? Otherwise, we live in God, let's walk in God, right? If we live in the Spirit, let's walk in the commandments, right? That beautiful?
Yes, right. Beautiful.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another.
That beautiful? Vainglory. You made a peach cobbler, I'm making a strawberry cobbler. And we're going to see who get the most orders. That's vainglory. So that strawberry pie was so good, you think that was better than such peach pie. That's vainglory. If somebody told me something, I wouldn't talk to that person. You know, they're trying to start something. Mm-hmm. Why would somebody say something like that? It's not better than theirs. We don't want to be matching each other.
No.
Comparing our food with one another's food. All that food is good.
It is good.
I like Ruth Chris too. I don't compare Ruth Chris to yours. And I don't compare Starbucks to Dick's breakfast in the morning. Because breakfast in the morning is brought to me sometime. Starbucks don't do that.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Beautiful passage.
Galatians. We read that, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying
one another.
One another because the devil got something to work with.
Yes.
If he see it, he's going to work with it. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Let's go to Numbers 14 and 11. We want to provoke one another. Thank God for the teaching, saints.
Yes.
We all striving here to... please God, and we don't want our peace to be troubled. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled.
Right.
Thank God, I like that. Sean Hannity says the same thing. The man don't know nothing about God. And he went to he told the audience. he went to a seminary school at one point in his career. But that's where you get them little lines for. Let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe in me. We don't know you, but anyway, that's scripture.
Yes, right.
All right, Numbers 14:11, what does it say?
And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe
that
me?
That provokes God when we don't believe God for all the signs. Just think about it, what he's done for all of us. We came here. Why would we want to question God? Why would you say, well, God delivered me from this and that? Why would I wonder, is this right? That's silly. You've had experience with God. God approved himself. Why would they believe me? That provokes God when we let the enemy shake our faith. Because he said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in the word. The enemy is set to do that. But God will see you will stay steadfast. Isn't that beautiful? Read it again.
Yes.
And the Lord
said
unto Moses,
how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me?
What?
For all the signs which I have showed among
God
them.
God showed many signs. Everybody in here, a testimony, when you came in here, you dropped things.
Yes.
You continue dropping.
Yes.
We've all dropped things.
Yes.
That's a witness against us,
yes,
as well as for us. Let's go to Mark.
All right.
16:17. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
God have given us signs. You ain't got to convince anybody. You got to convince yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why I say all the time, I don't need you to promote me. I don't need you to promote nobody but yourself. Isn't that beautiful? But now we should honor one another. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, Lord.
But you need to come and see my pastor. I don't need that. You need to come talk. No, you don't. You need God. Then you tell them, say, well, come and see. That's all you need to say. They get drunk on things that God's anointed. They can't take that. You have to have a foundation for that. Other than that, they look at you like, well, okay. I see you, and yet I don't see you. You know what I mean? It's just blank. What are we reading?
Mark
16
and 17. Yes. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Mm-hmm. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
Isn't that beautiful? In my name.
Mm-hmm. In my name. Yes, Pastor. Shall they cast
these
out?
These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Mm-hmm. What do we do when we got here? We cast out Sunday.
Yes.
We cast out a lot of the behavior that we didn't realize was the wrong influence on our lives and our families and our children.
Yes.
We start doing things for our children and family, for loved ones, as God led us and not as the world or traditions or family led us, but God. Because that's what the church should do. God want to lead and guide his people. But most of these churches, they lead and guide themselves, not the Spirit. They don't even follow their leaders out there. And their leaders out there don't know. They ain't following you. But in God, you have to follow the leader to follow God. You have to. You have nothing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
These signs shall follow them that believe in my name.
Mm-hmm. Shall they cast out devils?
What?
They shall speak with new tongues.
In other words, that's why they say we're peculiar, because we don't speak like we used to. We don't come and go in and working for somebody and it's paying us and say, praise the Lord. No, they want to say, what would you have me do, sir or ma'am? Not praise the Lord. You do that at church or at home or in the car or when you take your COVID mask down or whatever you do. But not at work. Ain't the place for that. Jesus never did that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
But he wanted to cast out devils. Isn't that beautiful? Cast out things that are not like God. Matthew's 10:1. Let's go there.
Yes.
One thing about God's word is right. We just got to be rightly divided. That's all. Once you get right divided, it still don't mean anything if you got no foundation. You want a foundation? Come to 425 Laconia Boulevard or anywhere where God's commandments are being kept. You get foundated. And the enemy find nothing in you. Isn't that beautiful? If you foundated. Matthew 10:1 says what?
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits.
What?
To cast them out.
Now, if you're not against something, I say, how are you going to cast it out if you're not against it? Somebody's coming to God, says, oh, yeah, God, save me. Say, now, you stay away from down there. But they go home, and everything they're watching, they're getting off dope, and every show they watch is cocaine, drug cartel, shooting up. How you gonna come off and you keep watching it? You know what I mean? You keep getting involved. You say, well, all I did is it went from person to person in the world. I was just pernicious. What do you call it, pernicious?
Promiscuous.
Promiscuous.
Yes, Pastor.
But everything you watch on TV just excites you to no end. That's what you do all night long. And what you going to do when you come to church? Can't keep your eye off your sister. And over here, ain't no such thing as watching your brother. Period. Or your sister unless it's time. Isn't that beautiful? But now ain't never time for no brother over here. We're not coming away with that. There is no transgenders over here. Only God's creation, male and female. That's it. That's all we have here. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Amen?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Thank God.
Yes, Pastor.
Well, Sister Barbara likes to say God is good.
Yes.
He is good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Let's go to Colossians 3:1. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, beautiful.
You cannot overcome something unless you're against it. If you ain't against it, you can't cast it out. You can't.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Well, it said, Pastor, you know what, I think I was kissing my spouse the wrong way. Well, the scripture said the bed is under the father. It's not talking about with your spouse. It's not talking about that. It's when you are going from people to people, those kind of things. You don't say, well, I used to kiss this way. When you're married, you kiss the way you want to kiss. Right? We ain't going no further than that. So don't get excited now. Go no further than that. But I'm just letting you know a lot of things don't apply to people that are lawfully married. It applies to those that are not. Right? All right, and then there are some things we don't do yet, even though we're married. Three, Colossians 3 and 1.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
When you're seeking the things that are above, enemy don't have no room. You can't have room to work with you when we're seeking those things that please God. We'll do what please God. He don't have no room for you to find anything to work with. What does the second verse say?
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Now, you don't want to be in God and setting your affection on things that don't belong to you. Or things that's not for you or that you don't have no power to work with. That's not yours. You don't want to do that. The enemy got something to work with. Constantly. Read.
Yes, Lord. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Fifth verse says what?
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth.
What?
Fornication.
So fornication is a member of somebody's mind. It belongs in there because that's what they use. That's what they think about, fornicating. What?
Uncleanness.
You know what uncleanness is? Uncleanness is talking to your sister. That's a nice purse you got there. Where'd you get that from? And you're really trying to start a relationship that is not sister and brother. Right. And you're talking about things that don't really pertain to your heart. Yes. Your heart is not saying, how you doing, sister? How you doing, brother? Right. But the conversation goes on because you're trying to work other things. It's not a clean conversation. Yes. There's hidden agendas there. Yes. Follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what the politicians do. They get the people's children. Their agenda is to get the vote, but they hug the children because people, oh, they like my child. That's what politicians do. But it's not the politician, it's a mind, that's the way a mind works.
Yes.
Understand that. Yes. We don't want to have unclean spirits doing things with the wrong agenda,
yes,
with the wrong thoughts while we're doing it. That's unclean. That's what unclean spirit is. The spirit is not real what you're doing and why you're doing it. Everybody understand it, right?
Yes.
See, you hear too much amen, you'll hear that.
Yes,
because it's something to think about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil.
That's inordinate affection to act in a certain way with ones. That's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. Back and forth, male or female. Sometimes get involved in conversations that you shouldn't be involved with because you're too forward. When you should be more reserved. There's a good example.
Yes.
She's in reserve all the time.
Yes.
That's a good example. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Those kind of, yes. See, that's the, yeah. See? That's what you want to clap for.
Yes.
Those things that please God, but when you bring it to the world or someone don't understand, you get stunned.
Yes.
We shouldn't sin. You don't know that? These things are the things that please God. That's how you keep your peace. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Evil concupiscence.
What?
And covetousness, which is idolatry.
Which is idolatry. Read.
Mm-hmm. For which things' sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children.
Well, it comes because that's the devil uses these things if we allow him to come in and tap those things. He's going to use it. And then God's not pleased. What?
In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them.
But what?
But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth.
Isn't that beautiful? Filthy communication, just what we just said.
Yes.
Having the wrong conversation.
Yes.
You coming to your sister about graphics, and you just going, oh, what you say? And just going on, and all of a sudden you realize just small talk. It ain't about nothing. That's unclean. That's inordinate. Let's read.
Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with.
So that's what we want to do. All the things that's old that we found out God is not pleased with, we want to get rid of those deeds because they're going to work with it. That's how you work with the old man. Keep them alive. Keep tapping into the old things that we found out not pleasing to God.
Yes.
What?
And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created
him. That beautiful?
Him.
Read.
Beautiful. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Yes, bond free.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.